again, great to be here in Livingston County with so many good people, but we lost some good people over the weekend. Terrible truck accident on Friday. They're still investigating that. We've been reporting this in the news. And just yesterday, this incident on the Vermilion River. And it's especially tough given what's happening on the national scale.
Yeah.
What a weekend to be Orlando, yeah. Florida. What planets lined up to bring all this bad luck to Orlando?
You know, an act of terror, a hate crime, it was both. Whatever his association is with ISIS or it isn't, there has to be a certain amount of mental illness involved there. You know, he was American born. They said he did have some homophobia, and that evidently perpetuated this.
Mm-hmm.
But what goes through someone's mind? And, you know, you're sitting ducks in a nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's you can't get out. It's not like a mall or even, God forbid, a church where you can, you know, hide.
Yeah, it's just too horrific to think about.
And, it really is.
Just, you know, your thoughts and prayers go out to everybody.
Absolutely.
Traumatized by this. The first responders, as you say, the patrons. How horrifying would it be? And I've been so fortunate to have never been in this situation. But, you know, when you're one of those people in the club and you realize that some kind of hideous incident is underway, I can't imagine. I just can't take myself to that place.
How do you go back?
Yeah.
How do you go back?
Yeah.
But it sounds like they will. I mean, that community has come together so tight, and it sounds like they will. They'll stand up to terror and go back. But, you know, the weapons he used, the ammunition he used, is just flesh tearing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He knew he was going to take out as many people as he could and inflict as much harm as he possibly could. And the fact that he called 911 himself.
Yeah, to brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mention the Boston bombers. And just sick.
And you have to imagine that he never imagined he was going to see the next day. You know, you have to imagine that it was absolutely a one-way trip for him, and that was just the extent of his madness.
Yeah.
And you just hope he was crazy. I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part, because you would hope that no rational person could ever follow through with that kind of plan. But maybe I'm wrong about that, too.
Innocent people out having a good time. And the thing that I was struck by the most, outside of, you know, the hideousness of the crime, is how people chose to stay in that club, to help people, to go back to get people out if they could. What a testament to the human spirit down there.
Yeah. Oh, just a hideous story. And in the wake of this, what has turned out to be the worst mass shooting in the history of the United States, on Friday night, a young singer named Christina Grimmie, who was a finalist on The Voice and was building a career for herself, a deranged fan. She's signing autographs.
Unbelievable.
And a guy you can only describe as a deranged fan walked up and shot her. Murdered. Unbelievable.
And her brother tackled the guy, and a lot of people are like, oh, what is this world coming to? And you're like, oh, that's so cliche. And then you come to work on a Monday after her senseless shooting, Orlando, and then the deaths here in Pontiac, which were not, you know, those weren't homicide or anything like that. But
absolutely.
it just adds to the sorrowfulness of the world that we live in.
Makes for a tough Monday.
It does.
So
it does.
You keep thinking the good thoughts. The most horrifying statistic I found in the wake of all this, Kat, is we have a service that provides us with news clips and things like that. They were talking about the president addressing the horror in Orlando, and it's the 18th time that Barack Obama has had to stand up after a mass shooting and address the American people.
I wondered when he came to the podium yesterday, I wondered how I was like, how many times has he done this?
18. And not all of those in the United States. You know what I mean? We're talking about incidents in other countries as well.
Sure. But why? Why? Why is...
And what can be done about it?
Yeah, well, that's just it. And yeah. I don't think anybody has the answers.
No, because even heightened security doesn't always help. I mean, you can only be so secure.
No, and that's the thing. This club had bouncers. He was bogged down with the ammunition. I don't... He had a bag with him? I mean...
Yeah, what happened?
How did...
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people asking that question.
What
in the world happened?
But, as Americans, we're going, okay, explain to me, when he had been interviewed 3 times by the federal government, that he was still allowed to have a concealed carry because he was a security guard.
Yeah.
The government is, the FBI is looking into themselves, and in fact, so...
Part of that is prior restraint. You know what I mean? If you want to take away a liberty, you really have to say, this person did this on this day. We can never say, and this is one of the burdens of freedom, as it used to be called in civics class. You know, we can never say, well, Kat, you're likely to do something, so we're going to lock you up before you do.
Right.
It doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
They couldn't connect the dots. They could not directly connect him with anybody associated with terrorism.
Yeah.
Period. So what? How? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and this is, I mean, yeah, we could go on all night, but this is the eternal threat, is the guy who is more affiliated with a terror group than the terror group is affiliated with him, if you know what I mean.
Yes. They just it's that lone wolf thing.
Yeah. Sort of adopt an ideology and really are not part of any formal organization.
And I think that's where, you know, the huge likelihood of mental illness comes in, that you become radicalized on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one is brainwashing you to do it. How does that perpetuate in your own brain?
Very difficult.
It's scary. It's scary. Yeah. You know, as a nation, we had to get out yesterday and go to, hockey matches and soccer games and baseball games. And it's scary. Where are we really safe?
Good question.
Possibly nowhere.
But we're out of time, Kat. Everybody will have to decide for themselves. We do appreciate you coming in. I appreciate myself being here because it's a tough Monday. We all should have just stayed in bed.
Yes, I agree.
I think would have been the
Thank
best way to work it out.
Thank you for being here this morning and bringing us that breaking news.
It's my job, but we're just trying to keep up and just trying to make some sense of it. That's the challenging part. Kat is here, and I am here each and every weekday morning on Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ, and it's sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's, where you can enjoy your favorite breakfast items all day.
Putting America back to work is important because it means putting Central Illinois back to work, too, which is why Facet Technologies, Nerds on Call, and Radio Bloomington are proud to congratulate Mid-Illinois Life.